This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Lord Jesus, I just thank you this morning. I've come to you for breath. I've come to you for light. Holy Ghost, I've come to submit to you again as we commence this community service, that you cause great light to shine upon our heart.
Amen.
You cause light to shine upon us, Lord.
Amen.
You grant great grace to us, Lord.
Amen.
You will further us in light and in life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Move us forward, Lord.
Amen.
Give us great grace, Lord.
Amen.
Cause us to have a little breakthrough into your thoughts.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. Honor to you, Son of God. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
So what I'm going to be discussing in our community service is building healthy immunity, total awareness, an awesome spirit, soul, and body. And what is responsible to build healthy immunity and to be total awareness, awareness across an awesome spirit, soul, and body is by reason of God's provision, which I call daily benefits. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 23. 3 John 1, 2. This is the major test that I'm using to build this thought with. So one of the things that was very, very critical and major to my heart was the issue of building immunity. Especially, I was looking at building immunity for our bodies, for our physical body. Because I was very strong in my spirit because of what is already happening in the nation of the earth and eventually has entered to Nigeria. Firstly, the way different kind of diseases and sickness takes the body. And also knowing that the global world is preparing for the next pandemic. And they said the next pandemic will kill more people. I started inquiring from the Lord, what are the things that we should do? Because we find out in Acts of Apostles, when there was about to be famine, Agabus prophesied about it and began to make preparation. He don't want the church to suffer the same fate with the outside world. So my intention was how we should begin to be deliberate to start building immunity, both by developing some habits and looking into things that we can do. Majorly, what was in my spirit and what I felt is to begin to research those who have desire for those in both natural food and things that can be done to make sure that our immunity is very, very high against anything that wants to come. And also because of the manner of kind of food, I see that some of us are still drinking soft drink. Some of us are still used to processing food. We do not know that all these things, they break us down on the inside. Some of food that you eat from fast food, the kind of chicken, how they react them. I've been saying this for about 20 years. And it's so scary that you find different manner of diseases that you not even find with 20-something years old person. 20-something years old person is having high blood pressure. 20-something person is having arthritis. And a lot of women are having issues with conception to become pregnant. A lot of guys are having erectile dysfunction. And some of these things are what over time people have put in their body. Because when you load your body with a lot of these things, they have effect on you. So that was the burden in my heart. And by scripture, everything that even they practice and mixing today, you will know that Bible has things. Bible talk about herbs are for the healing of the nations. We are going to look into things that building immunity, major, like I say, majorly for our body. Because I want to make sure that we are very equipped and we are already making right decision towards that. Our daily choices. We know that your day decision and choices, if you keep doing the wrong thing, you will not come and say God is not faithful. Because you yourself, you have not been accountable in things that have to do with the way you use your body. And also, it's also to look at the issue of rest. If that was all what I had in my mind when I was waiting upon myself, how can we build immunity for our body? Because of what is coming upon the earth and the great physicians of heaven. But I know that people can receive healing if they don't desist from certain things. Like Jokai told that woman that he told him to carry his bed and be make whole. And he took his bed and he warned him. He said, if you continue in your sin, more terrible thing than this will happen to you. Afterward, Jokai find him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. You can be made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. This a worse thing come unto thee. So I know that we are in this last day, both by Timothy said, in the latter time, men shall go worse and worse. And things shall become more worse on the head. Because men will be more driven with maximizing profits than sustaining life and health on earth. Natural men on earth are making sure they are buying land so that they can grow their natural food, so that they can live there. They can have natural water. They are digging boreholes. They are digging well so that they can have fresh water. Because a lot of things that people are going to be selling, even when people are drinking bottled water, they know that all these things are being driven by profits. So we cannot play to the Satan's hand. Because a church can be talking about soul salvation, but if men are not in their body, they will not be saving their soul. So it becomes critical that committee of God's people must be ready. And it's not only in New Testament. When you look carefully, even the Old Testament, children of Israel, even their dietary was by heaven. Like for example, you find that God did not allow the children of Israel to eat anything that has fat in the animals. When they bring to come and sacrifice, when you read the book of Leviticus, all the fat of the inward, they are to be burnt. Because God knows that fat is not good for the body. So God told them when they bring it, God told them they should harvest all the fat from the kidney, the fat from the liver, the fat from all the intestine, they should harvest it and burn it on him. What is it after they have burned it? It is after they have burned the old fat that the priest take, what they were going to be taking will be raw, will be meat. Leviticus 3:4. And they shall offer the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. The fat that cover the inward, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flax, and the calf above the liver with the kidney, it shall be taken away. So God made sure that by the time you come to offer, even if the priest will eat anything, the fat will have been taken away by fire. Fire will take away all the fat. What will be left will be the meat. Because God knows that they should not put fat on their body. But Israel was very, very mindful that those things are not going to be part of their dietary. And God routed it so that you will not enter. God routed this, even routed it through offerings. You will also hear when God talked to them, God told them that whenever they sacrifice, they should make sure that the animal that they eat, they did not eat it with his blood. You find God that God was dealing with things. God was trying to make sure that their body is preserved. All those things was not because God wanted to be hard. For God also make a law that they should never eat an animal that died on its own. Why? Because that what killed that animal, if you inject in your system, what you can cut off with two. So you can see that even the Old Testament, God was mindful of their body. And it's not different in the New Testament, church. That God's intention for us in the New Testament is that we should have total awareness. And we should have awesome spirit, soul, and bodies. So you can see that God was very mindful. So it's not different that God wants us to have total awareness. Well, I know there are some vitamins called total awareness man. Well, those things are very good for us to take. I know there are provisions of God through the wisdom of the scripture. Scripture is a wisdom. Scripture has wisdom for our spirits, total awareness of our spirits. Scripture has total wisdom for our awareness of our soul. God wants us to be mentally sound. If there's one thing that is becoming an alarming rate, is young women of this day do not have very strong mind. This generation is very weak in their mind. What they call emotional health is because they are weak. And because psychology is driving it. Psychology are driving men weak mind. Men are becoming weak. Lady will carry pregnancy and they are crying. The child is crying. The other two are crying. Okay, I'm tired. This child is saying. You can see that people are becoming weak. And that's not a total well mind. That mind is sick. God did not create man that issue of life should overwhelm you. God, that's not the man God created. That issue of life should never overwhelm any man. God made sure that the way he designed man, that even after man has sinned and his spirit was dead, 6,000 years ago, till date, a lot of men are yet to experience second death. The way God framed the soul. They are not born again. Many people are not born again. That spirit of their spirit has been died 6,000 years ago, but they are still not entered towards second death. That's what considered the kind of work the Lord did on human frame in the being, man, soul, and body. So, you see people say, I have childhood trauma. Well, I don't have a problem with childhood trauma that you should see for help or psychology, psychiatric. Psychiatric is normal for my people. Psychiatric is people that have mental stability. And those things are real. They are real in the world. They are real in the world. And so, as a pastor, you might not be able to totally push them aside. Because when people have not built up faith and have not obeyed God, to be able to bring forth soundness, that's what they call sound mind. A man can have sound mind, but it's not by laying of hand. Those things come by exercise of obedience to God. And sometimes, when you are a pastor, you know that someone have gone through traumatic experience and he has some dysfunctional mind. He has dysfunctional behavior. While you are doing your teaching, but because you want to close up gaps, sometimes you recommend psychiatric to see counselor, sometimes to see psychologist to help. They can't be for total awesome because life is not going to wait for that person. Because there are many things that you expect that by the reason of time and season, the process will come into. So if you want to wait, and the way people respond to God and obey God differ, God will do it if the person can, but you don't know when, because it will be with your response. Sometimes you see for professional intervention why the church, why word and prayer and attitude of the spirit is progressing so that some mileage can be covered and certainly the person needs to enter, the person can enter into it. Why God is still doing his work in that person's life. It is like someone that has some issues in medical case. Sometimes you tell the person to be taking his medicine while he's still believing God for his health. Because the person's faith cannot carry it yet. It does not have some of the healing for people that have light or you have knowledge. God does not heal you instantly. God heal you, say, God goes you to recovery. Recovery. So, but when the person is recovering, he must still stay on his medicine. You know that if he takes it every day, maybe you start taking take it 3 times in a week, or 4 times in a week, or 5 times in a week. After he's been his faith, he's reading books, he's listening to messages to build his faith. Then from 5 times in a week, after his faith, he's taking it every day, maybe for some months. Then after you have built his faith, maybe like 3-6 months, okay, you can read to 5 times in a week. Do that for another 3 months, maybe release it to 3 times in a week. Then you do that for another 3 to 6 months. Then when you see that, because the body is gradually being weaned until when it can do without such a drugs. So that the devil not take advantage of us. And we don't go out and people, unbelievers, start labeling us because they have asked on religion, like their sunset, that they refuse for their wife to be transfused. And they die in the hospital. I remember when I was growing up, I know two particular denominations that don't allow blood transfusion. I know they were close to us, my parents. All their one husband died, one wife died. And they end up becoming a widow and a widower. In what they could have just done it and they could have saved their life. They feel like they have faith, which I don't, I'm not against faith, but there are provision of help that we can receive where we are believing God for God to do other things. So what I'm saying that is building healthy immunity, total awareness, and wholesome spirit, souls, and body. I say we daily benefit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23. Now the very God of peace. When you look at this, by this phase, the very God of peace means that God's intention is for us to have peace. Because how they introduce the scripture means is very, very important. God wants you to have peace. God wants your spirit to be at peace with him. God wants your soul to be at peace. To be at peace does not mean there's no trouble outside. But your soul should be at peace. Like there was thump, but Jacob was sleeping in the boat. You cannot control what happened outside, but you have power to control what happened on your inside. You can't control what happened outside. You have control over economy. You have control over the environment. Because there's some sons of Belial that will trouble your environment. There are sons of Belial that will trouble your streets. There are sons of Belial that will carry guns all around. He said to go and work, to take from them, they will rob people. So you cannot totally, fully control what happened outside, because what happened outside is controlled by the label order of authority. Man, through disobedience of Adam, sold the earth under a long lease to God's adversary and the devil. Bible said the whole world lieth in wickedness. The world there is the invisible system that runs the earth. Because God created the earth and God created the world. The earth is the hardware. The world is the software that runs the earth. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. The world. And they that dwell therein. So there's the earth and there's the world. They are not the same. The world is the systematic order and arrangement of things. You can't see the world, but the world is system, order, arrangement that God installed. To make sure, like the way is when mathematician came that said there is 12 hours in the day and 12 hours in the night. But that thing that make 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of the night, it was an order. But you can't see it. But that thing is there. But you know something? That it's not only 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of the night does not work everywhere on earth. So you know. Like there's a place called Honolulu. Honolulu is the last place that day breaks in the world. You call it Honolulu. It's the last place on earth that experiences sunrise. And sometimes, when you have already have sunrise, 6 a.m., it will be 12 hours after before they will have it. There's some part of the world that they are more dark season than light. Some places only have 6 hours of light, sunshine in part of the world. So I'm telling you, there's a way God order things, arrange things, systemize things. So that thing is unseen. Arrangement, order, system. That is what they call the war. The earth is the law, and the war thereof. The war. The arrangements for things to run. For example, although physics, we explain that when wave of the sea bring water to the shore, that they will explain the law that the water, there's a magnetic field that we take that water from the shore back to the sea. You see that thing? That thing that is talking, that law is the war. Because if that thing should come, if the thing should come and it does not return back, it is not an order, an arrangement, a system that should take that thing off. Everywhere, the more it breaks the water and the water keeps on flowing, eventually everywhere will be flooded and the water will carry every human being away. So God did not just create earth, he also put the world with it. The world has to do with the arrangement. Is the word arrangement, order, system, laws, invisible laws that govern things. So those invisible laws are what they call the war. And the war, W-O-R-A-D, we are framed by God's word. What is responsible for war around the head? Proverbs 8:9 says, when he gave to the sea his decree, that water should not pass his commandment. They call it his decree, his commandments. So the sea has a commandment is obeying. Or the sea has an order. The sea has a law that is obeying. So all those things is called the world that God created to run the earth so that the earth can be run according to the intent of God. So when man sinned and the spirit of man died, that Genesis chapter 1, when God planted the garden, is it one or two? It's two that he planted the garden, not one, two. And God said, in the day that you eat of this tree, Genesis 2:17, and of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Say, dying, thou shalt die.
Dying, thou shalt die.
What were they talking about there? Dying, thou shalt die. They are not talking about to the spirit man. This was the soul and the body. Dying. It's not going to be a one-off experience. That it will be a process. Dying, thou dost die. But King James Version called it surely. That was surely mean surely. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So that day, Adam died. And mankind entered. There was a thing that was master. Dying, thou shalt die. So when man ate that thing, spirit died. And process of death after Cain led the presence of God. Process of dying of the soul and dying of the body began. Do you know something? Immediately a child is born, from that day he starts dying in his body and his soul. You say the child is growing, but he's dying. He's dying. You are counting down. That child is more without any defilement. By the time he spent 1 week, 2 weeks on earth, the water you are putting on his body, something's already happening. So there was a what was on the earth, the Lord that was governing the earth, the sea, and all those things, and that kept the earth running, which is the world. But when man died, man saw the earth. Man transferred lease of the earth to man. Man came under corruption and transferred the earth. The earth belongs to man. Said the earth is going to the children of men. But when man disobedient, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world. So sin did not only enter into the spirit of man. Sin entered into the world of the earth. The software virus or sin enter into the world that was running the earth. Sin entered to the law that was running the earth. Sin entered to the arrangement that God designed on the earth. You remember, God was telling Cain, Say, if that have done well, say, why is your face falling? Say, be careful, for sin lie at the door of their heart. So that before this time, sin has not entered into the heart of man. It took time before sin entered the heart. It was, sin did not enter the heart, which is the door, into the soul of Adam. What majorly Adam and Eve, what they were combating with majorly was sin, their spirit. And once in a while, maybe around their mind. Because the mind is the window. Because the mind is closer to the body. So sin did not enter easily. Sin was more in Adam and Eve, was in their spirit. Who opened sin into the atmospheric of was Cain. Because I can tell you that after Adam and Eve died in their spirit, their conscience was still very, very much alive. Because when God created them, they were full grown up men. And if they are full grown up men, it showed that they have judgment in their soul. And where God kept judgment is your conscience. I know that after Adam and Eve, that in their conscience will have been vexed. Say, what have we done? And that's why immediately they went to go and hid themselves. They could still hear God. Because their soul can still hear God. Their spirit was there, but their soul can hear God loudly. Even Cain, that his mind was already being corrupted, that sin, because sin has taken over the mind of Cain, but it has not entered to his heart. So, but one thing you know that when man died, sin entered the world. Sin did not only enter man's spirit, he also entered the world of the head. By one man, sin entered into the world. Because sin is not a thing. Sin is a spirit. Sin is a nature. Sin is a life. Another life, different from the life of God, enter into the world. So you can see that if by one man sin enter into the world, and he said, and death by sin. So if man's spirit died, because man, Adam's spirit, and Cain, woman's spirit died through Adam. So, also, death also happened to the war that was on the head. So it showed that, because we know that everything that God does is life. Because I do not know. The solid book of James said, the father of your spirit. And also, Hebrews 12. If you are subject to the father of your spirit, that you may live. So everything about God is to give life. John chapter 10, verse 10, also, the thief coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But of course, you may have life. Can you see? Have it more. Have it abundantly. It's about life. But you know that life are in stratas. So death entered the world through sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So sin was not just only in the spirit of man. Sin also came into the world that man was dwelling inside. And so when sin came to the world, sin corrupted the world that God founded. Just like the way sin corrupted the man that God created. Sin did not create anything. Sin only manipulated things. Look at Psalm 51. There was a process that God put in man, put in the nature. The process is for I was fashioned in iniquity. Man supposed not to be fashioned in iniquity. And in sin do my mother conceive me. When God is sending woman's spirit and woman's soul to the body, God did not send spirit and soul that has sin. But when the father and the mother weave the body and spirit and soul enter into it, because you cannot carry something clean inside a vessel that is invested, and what you are carrying inside that vessel will remain clean. So the spirit and the soul that God sent, what the parent does, according to Hebrews chapter 12, say, if you have served the father of your flesh, what father and mother does to us, they give us our flesh. Our father is the one that gives us our body. God does not send body from heaven. Body come through cell that is in the semen and the egg when they meet together. That's how they grow. And that's why if a cell does not grow, fully grow, it can have abortion because the cell is not forming well. Because those cells are in the meeting of the chromosome. So we take up our body, our flesh, our physical flesh, we take it up in our parents and give it to us. But the soul and the spirit are from the Lord. You find that in the book of Proverbs, you find that from the book of Ecclesiastes. The only body that God created by himself was for Adam and Eve. But every other body were to be made by the parents meeting together. And another body that God prepared was the body of Jesus. Because he was supposed to be the last Adam. You find that in the book of Psalm 40 and Hebrews chapter 10. Sacrifice and offering thy willeth not. In sin offering and burnt offering thy no pleasure. A body you are preparing me. Yes, so we know that the body of Jesus was not from Joseph and Mary. It was Holy Ghost that generated that body. Holy Ghost put that body together so that that body must not have sin, which is different from every other body. Psalms 51. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. So that was what Romans chapter 5 was saying. For through one man, sin entered the world, and thereby sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So when you see a child of one day, sin is in his body, but sin is not revived. Yet, sin is in the body. So, when you say one day, oh, sin is in that body, but that sin is not revived yet. Because there needs to be a law. It's the introduction of a law. And I say, what's the law? The law is the word. The Father does not need to do anything to activate sin in that body. I tell you something, that immediately a child is born, after 24 hours for the other, I say, he start dying. Yeah. That body is, Paul said in Romans chapter 7, say, I was once alive. All of us, you are once alive. Yes, you are once alive in your body. You are once alive in your soul. And you are once alive in your spirit. Because God does not send dead spirit and dead soul to the head. God does not send it. God did not send them. So your spirit, soul, and body were once alive. But sin was already in your body because the parent that gave birth to you have sin. The only two human beings that don't have sin in their body was the first Adam that God took soil to make by himself. And sin was not in the world then because God created the world and put matter. And the last Adam, that Holy Ghost was the one that prepared that body for him. Every other humanity on earth has sin in their body. But because since the body does not mean that the body was dead. Because what we make sin to be of effect was not yet activated. God did not create sin. What God created was laws. Sin is a law. Sin is a nature. Sin is a life. There can never be a life without a law. There's no life that doesn't have a law. Even when you look about the least mosquito, the least plant that has life, there's a law behind it. And there can never be a law without a nature. Every animal has their nature. The nature of a goat is there for the nature of a sheep. Their nature determines their behavioral pattern. What's the point of their nature is their law that runs them. The nature of a dog is there for the nature of a lion. All cat family share the same law but at different strengths. So long that it's a life, there must be a law. There must be a law behind every life. Either bad life or good life. That you said, the law of sin and death. Sin and death. Sin came to the world through disobedience. Death came through sin. And death entered the world and was passed on man and died. So there was a law behind sin.
Because sin is a life. So sin is not just what I commit. But God did create sin. What God created was a law. Or God created law inside Lucifer. God created nature inside Lucifer. And because he has a law, he has a nature, there must be a life inside of him. You'll find this thing I'm saying in John chapter 8. But he murdered the life that was in him. What God put in Lucifer was not sin. God was not sin. James chapter 1 made us to know, say every man, when he's tempted, do not say he's tempted of God. For God does not tempt any man with evil. God does not tempt any man with evil. So what God put in Adam was law. So, and because it's a law, there must be a nature. Because law should inform a nature, and a nature should have its expression as a life. Life is an expression of a nature. When you see your life that you are living is an expression of a nature that you have in your inside. That's what Jacob said in the book of Matthew. It is not what enter into a man that defile a man. It's what come out of a man. For out of the heart proceeds adultery, fornication. Out of a man. It's not what enter. It's out. So what is inside every man is our laws. What is every man? The law informed the word. What? The nature. And the nature of an expression as life. It's, that guy's life is so reckless. What you say is reckless? You are only seeing physical things, but there are things that inform that thing you see outside. So when God created Lucifer, what was Lucifer? Was law. And law, nature. And that nature informed the kind of life he expresses. But he murdered that life. That is law. He transgressed it. Sin simply means transgression of the law. 1 John chapter 3. So what they call sin is to transgress a law. That's how sin was born. Sin was born by transgressing the law. What is transgressing the law? Mean you trespass. Have you been to a lawn that they put things around and say, please, trespasser, or a land, say, we don't want trespasser. What's trespasser? Don't invade. What is trespass? What is transgress? Violation. Violation. To violate. No, what is violation? Not to abide within the parameter. If I do this and I say, please keep off. Beware of trespasser. That means don't carry yourself into this place. So every law, every nature, and every life are not without. Now I say something because I'm building a thought. I use the word, I say, every cat family abide by the same law. I say, but they have different strengths. That's why what a lion can do, a dog can do it. Because of the strength. His law inside a lion is more pronounced. Corruption has happened to lion. Corruption has happened to dog. Corruption has happened to cat. A small cat that you keep in your house. You can still domesticate a cat, but you can't domesticate a lion in your house. Because the law of carnivorous in him is very strong. When he's hungry, that law will tell him to take you and eat you. But when the cat is hungry, he will never take you to eat you. So corruption, the violation of that, the law is higher. So to trespass is to come again, is a law. So for there to be a law, it means there must be detail of expression or particular of expression. There can never be a law. You don't make a law and it's in isolation. If there's a law, for example, in law, they will say that ignorance of the law is not an excuse in law. Say, I didn't know you can't get to England and you drive, when they said road is 35, by 35 million, and you drive mile, and you drive 70, and they cut to say, oh, sorry, I'm just from Nigeria. They say, oh, God, this is your English. Because they expected that. So another for law, me guidelines. That's the word. So the law means guideline. There can never be a life without a guideline. Because the guideline is there, so there will not be violation. So when they say, and that is sin, when they say Lucifer is sin, is that he operated the life expression outside the guideline of that life. You can't buy a phone, a laptop, and don't read his manual. In those days, when I was in the garden working there, they used to bring a lot of fairly used sunrise
cassette players and CD player. So I didn't know. I went to go and buy it. I didn't know that it's not Japan. That is America. So I didn't. So I bought it. I didn't get step down transformer with it. So it meant like body. I just saw smoke. It has gone. So what that thing is that because firstly it was a fairly used one. There's no manual. But though that's why there's no manual. If I've opened it because they have battery, I would have seen the guideline for the power it. So what power a life expression is the law. What power the nature inside everything that is living is the law. It's what ours. And the law is a guideline. So your spirit has its law. Your soul has its law. And your body has its law. There's nothing you can do. When it's time, even if you leave Nigeria now, you move to America. You move to the life either New York. New York to Nigeria is 5 hours. Then, abroad, someplace, Edmonton is like 7 hours for Nigeria. There's some places that are 8 hours. Do you know something? By the time you get there, the first 2 weeks, when it's 10 p.m. in Nigeria, maybe you go to bed by 10 p.m. Which, if it's New York, you will be 10 p.m. minus 5. That'll be 5 p.m. By the time it's 5, you will start feeling sleepy. Yes, you will start feeling sleepy. You'll start feeling sleepy. I travel a lot. You start feeling sleepy. If you stay, it will take, depending on your body clock, how you train your body. For your body, sometimes it may take a whole 2 weeks for your body to fully adjust, where you cannot start sleeping at 10 p.m. of that time. But by the time it's 5 p.m., though you are no longer under Nigeria atmosphere, we are another country, but that atmosphere, the sun is shining, but you won't sleep. You will start feeling sleepy in the afternoon, by 5 p.m. in the evening. And when you have stayed for like 6 weeks, you come back to Nigeria. Your body has adjusted. When you get back to Nigeria, when everybody's sleeping by 10, your eyes will be open wide. It will be 5 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning that you are feeling sleepy. When everybody's walking by 4 a.m., you are sleeping. Because there's a law in your body. That thing is a law. People call it body clock. But it's not body clock, it's a law. So I want to establish quickly that it's a law. So what they call sin was a law, was a nature, was a life expression that became perverted in fallen angels. And the law that got perverted, twisted, violated, that turned the law and the nature, and what the life. So when man sin, what entered your spirit was not just a law. You also partook of the nature of devil. Yes, man. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. And we are by nature. And we are by nature. Children of wrath. The nature of our spirit was wrath. Why will people go to lake of fire? They won't go to lake of fire majorly. Because, I'm saying this thing with a lot of wisdom and caution. People will not go to lake of fire because they kill people. They flew fornication. They are going to go to lake of fire because of their nature. That's how people go to the fire. It's not because they kill people. It's not because they are smoker. Not because they are drunker. They are going to go to the fire because of their nature. The nature that came into man's spirit was a nature of rot. That's why every angel, what they did to their nature, that they became rot, and God kept them in the chain of darkness, reserved for everlasting punishment. Such nature must be punished. Such nature must be punished. So you cannot be a bearer of such nature and you are not punished. God will be unjust. Yeah. If I'm punishing angels that have that nature, because you're a man now and you are sharing that nature, should I not exempt you? Yeah.
God will not exempt you from what is punishing in angels. So why people will go to lake of fire? It's not because they are a drunkard. God does not care if you like keep drinking. God will rather prefer you to be born again and drinking. Though you should not do it. But you will see many drunkards that are born again in the heaven.
Hey.
Because their nature of wrath have been changed.
Hey. Yes, sir.
This thing I'm teaching you very high intent. But what is the repercussion? Man is not just a spirit. You are a soul. And you are a body. I'm going to come in. And because you are going to give account, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, everything you do in your body.
Yes, sir.
Because just, you are not just a spirit. You are going to give account. Though you won't go to the lake of fire, but you will give account what you do with your body.
Okay.
You're also going to give account what you do with your soul. That's why your spirit, soul, and body must attain total awareness. And wholesome. You need to have wholesome spirit, wholesome soul, and wholesome body. That I'm born again doesn't mean that I've escaped. Okay, Moti escaped the lake of fire. My brother, Moti escaped the lake of fire. But you will still give account. And if you're going to give account, they are going to have consequences. They won't go to the lake of fire, but there are consequences. There are consequences in this side of life, and there are consequences in the other side of life. It's not only in this life. There are going to be a consequence for you when you don't walk upon your soul. When you refuse for your soul to become wholesome. And the consequences you are going to have here on earth. And when you get to that place, there are consequences. There are also consequences there. Because, and that consequence there is eternal consequences. So, attaining ED immunity, total awareness, and wholesomeness, spirit, soul, and body is not a thing you should joke with. So, when you become born again, they did not refurbish your dead spirit. Your spirit that was rot. Because, look at me. What is rot? Romans chapter 1 from verse 18. The wrath of God is living from heaven against. Against, against every unbeliever, God is at rot with them. There's a book we used to read by the Puritan. Though, based on light, we don't encourage people to read any of this more. But those are books that we read. A sinner in the hand of an angry God. Because we grew up from Church of Repentance on Dead Works. Those are books that we read. A sinner in the hand of an angry God. That is what every sinner. But God is not angry. But what they are, I feel that what that brother tried to teach is that what you have in you is a nature of wrath.
Yes, sir.
You and God can never angry.
Yeah.
What you have in you is against God.
Yes, sir.
And God will never be at peace with any man that has a nature of wrath. God will never be at peace with you, never be at peace with God. Because that nature is not designed to be at peace with God.
Mm.
Just like Satan will never be at peace with God.
Yeah.
Because of even God says, Satan, today, come and repent, come and repent, come and repent. All of you, call the angels, all of them, you call them, all of you come. What you are doing, don't you see, it's not good. Don't want to reason with the angel. Why you guys so rebellious? Don't be rebellious. You know, I'm a father, I created you, and try to speak sermon to them. It's Bible that this, Bible know that nature, what that nature means. That nature is a rot nature. It's a rot. And that's why, as I'm dealing with some matter now, and one thing the Lord told me about it is that I wanted to act. And the Lord began to check me. God told me, the wrath of man does not work like righteousness of God. James chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
You can never be at wrath and produce righteousness.
Mm.
So, wrath nature of man cannot accommodate God's righteousness.
Mm.
So that's why, for them to change that nature of wrath, what they did is that when Christ died, just you died together with Christ, and they imputed righteousness to your spirits,
yes,
to recreate that nature of wrath in every man. What happened to your new birth is that they put that spirit to death in Christ, and recreated it, regenerated it with the strength of righteousness. Because he will only take the righteousness of God to re-engineer nature of wrath of their spirits. You see, these are what we read when we read Kenyon. So that's why Those guys that are taking fornication vanity overboard. We taught it. We had it. You need like to balance things. Because what they teach and Christianity, they're only teaching what happened to your spirit. They want to inculcate what happened to your spirit into your soul and to your body. They don't know that life in the spirit is different. The spirit is a life. The soul is a life. The body has its life. You mean the spirit has its law that runs it. He has his nature and he has its life expression. The soul also. And I got intention, according to that 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that the God of peace should satisfy you only. I pray God, your whole spirit. So, you mean that your spirit is, you say, oh. That means, your spirit is one, but there's oh. That will owe me entire. When you became born again, your spirit is new. But your spirit is not yet oh. Your spirit was created in righteousness, but your spirit is not yet oh. Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father, for Lord Jesus Christ. Your spirit is called inner man. Your soul is called inward man. My body is called outward man. They are all man. If they are man, they are members. If they are man, they are parts. So your spirit is a man. Your spirit is not just one tiny thing. Your spirit is a man. But it's an invisible, unseen man. Your soul is a whole man. Your spirit has members. Your spirit has parts. Your soul has parts. Your soul has eyes. The eyes of your soul is not this bulb. This bulb is the eye of your outward man. Your soul has eyes. Your soul has tongue. Your soul can test the word of God. Your soul has hand. Your soul has thoughts. Your body has thoughts. But you think through your brain. The thought, imagination of your soul is not brain. It's called art. Some of these things, you need light to divide them because they are shrouded. You need a journey with light. So what the brain is to your body, to your outward body, is what the heart is to your soul. It is your heart you use to reason. It's your heart you use to imagine. It's what your heart you use to believe. In your body, that's why sometimes you trust God for healing, you don't receive it. Because it's your brain that show consent. And consent with your brain is not belief. Wow. It's the other believer, not the brain.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you say, I believe God, I believe God. Huh? Pastor, I'm not here. Pastor, I believe God for God to bring. God, bring. It's your brain that assent. It's mental assent, not heart assent. And you cannot receive from God with your brain. It was the Atman, Atman man that went to healing. Because that's what man is going through pain. Say, I want to be here. Yes, I believe it. I believe. God knows that it's not your heart that is believing. It's your brain. Because the brain is what the heart is to the inward man. It's what the brain it is to the outward man.
Yeah.
The brain keep information. The brain keep knowledge. Brain keep information for the outward man. The heart keep light, knowledge for the inward man. If the knowledge does not enter your heart, he has not fully settled. I'm teaching on building healthy immunity. Total awareness and wholesomeness. Wholesome spirit, soul, and body. Through what I call daily benefits. So I said that your spirit is a man. Then if it's a man, it's not, your spirit is not a baby. There's no baby spirit. So I was trying to say something like, though your spirit is a man, your body is a man, but your spirit is not yet old. That's why that person said, that I may sanctify you, Holy Spirit. So spirit is not. So I'm not saying, let us see from Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father, whom the family of heaven and earth is named after. That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. So it's inner man. So inner man is born again, but it's still to be strengthened. And until that inner man is strengthened, you will not be whole. And what will strengthen that inner man is the riches of his glory. And what's the riches of his glory? Let's see what is the riches of his glory. Let's see which of his glory. Give me Ephesians chapter 1, earlier verses. Earlier verses of Ephesians. No, Ephesians chapter 1. Rich of his glory is in Ephesians chapter 1. Rich of his glory is in Ephesians chapter 3, earlier verse. Rich of his glory is in Colossians. Let's read Ephesians 1. Look at it. The eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. His calling, not your calling. His calling. What does he have in mind while he's calling? Then, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance. So, God has riches of his glory. Riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saint. But there is riches. But they should transfer those riches to saints. Let me simply, just to speak in a simple language. That God is rich. Your father is rich. Your God is rich. What are the things that God is rich with? God has riches. And they say those God's riches are riches of glory. That those riches are proceeding from glory war. Because God is glory. How do I know that? Acts of Apostles chapter 6, the preaching of Stephen. Said the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. That the person that appeared to Abraham, he called it the God of glory. So God is God of glory. People can give God many names. El Shaddai, Olorogboro, Elese Tulasi, Olorun. Every other thing that we sing about God, God is Shaddai. But really, revelation. Because Stephen is a prophet. He said God is the God of glory. That God is glory. God is glory. God is glory. God is effulgence. God is Kabor. God is Kabor. God is untainted glory. Everything you thought about God is glory. God is glory. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 or 21 say. Romans chapter 1, 20 or 21. Look at how they say that. But because that when they knew God, they glorify him not as God. Glorifying not as God because they don't understand glory about who God is. Neither we are thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of uncorruptible God. So God is raw glory. God is raw glory. You don't know glory. Once when you see God. When you take glory, glory is not shining. You know, when you see angel, they shine. Which is glory. And all those things, they burn. Those things, but God, glory. But when you talk about God, God can shine. God shines. God do those things. But beyond that, Jesus has a foretaste of that thing. Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 8 and 10. Gospel of John 1, 8 and 10. Give me 10, 12. Look at me. He came unto his son received him not. But as many as received him, to them give you power. To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We are born not of blood, of will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Want to go? And we beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So what they call grace and truth, they are riches of glory. So some places you find the call, instead of calling the riches of glory, call the riches of his grace. So when we the riches of his grace, the riches of his glory, those are our apostles try to describe the inherent nature and person of God. They're describing the person of who God is, his person. So when you read the riches of his glory, when you hear the riches of his grace, they're trying to tell you that God's essence, God's person is grace being. When you say grace, grace is not Sister Grace. Don't let Sister Grace veil you. So God is glory.
Yes, sir.
So when you talk about image, likeness of God, nature of God, all of them are glory. So what brought me to this? I was teaching a light that I'll teach about riches of his glory. Your spirit man that is now converted from of wrath into a new man. He said this thing needs to be strengthened in that man. And they said what you must use to strengthen in that man is the riches of his glory. So I said, say riches of his glory. Let me use Bible to interpret just one or two Bible. So what is riches of God's glory? First one. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Look at who God is. So when they say riches of glory, look at one of God's riches. Ephesians chapter 5. 2:4. Look, I want to go. Let's go. Everybody want to go? But God, who is rich in mercy? So mercy is a glory property. So these are things that God is rich with. We are trying to illustrate what is called riches. What man called riches is not what God called riches. So we have found that our mercy is a riches. That's God. That God which is rich in mercy. So let's see Romans 11. Oh, want to go? Oh, the depths of the riches, both the wisdom and knowledge of God. So look at me. So wisdom of God is riches.
Yes, sir.
Part of God's riches is his wisdom. You know, they can say, that guy is rich with experiences. Have you heard something like that? A guy can be rich with dollar. But a guy that's rich with experiences is richer than a guy that is rich with dollar. Because money cannot buy experience. So you don't know. Because the guy that is rich with experience, the guy that has rich his money can lose all his money. The guy that has the experience can keep his money. Because you have gone through, you know what you can do to make your experience. So a guy that is rich with experience is higher than a guy that is rich with dollar. Except a guy that's rich with experience is now rich with dollar. So he has double riches. So he's not just rich with money, with currency. He's now rich with experience of he has lost money before. That is, he did before. Or through mentorship and through internship by people that have made mistakes, he has learned under them. He has used them as a case study to learn wisdom. So God, when we say the only wise God, wisdom of God is God's glory. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Case study. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me give you a case study by the life of Solomon. Solomon was rich because God told Solomon after he had an encounter. Solomon had an encounter twice with God.
Yes,
in a vision, in a dream. He had an encounter when he became a king. He had an encounter after he was dedicated to the temple. After he built the temple. Abi?
Yes, sir.
So God now came to him. God said, because you have not asked for me riches, gold, silver, treasure, and you didn't ask me for the life of your enemy, but you have asked for me wisdom. God said, I'll give you wisdom. And I will not only give you wisdom, those things didn't ask me, I will give it. I'm telling you something, because wisdom is higher than silver and gold. A man can be rich with gold. A man that's asked gold to make money now for me, if I want to make money, it's going to be easy for me. Because I'll pay my due, I'll run businesses, I've read books, I've attended business schools. I have done businesses into hundreds of millions before I left and entered to ministry. I've done different businesses. So I can talk to business people. I don't have the money, but to make the money will come because I have wisdom. And I will take the money from those who have it. Because they don't have the wisdom to make that money. So if I put something, they will lose their money. A man that has wisdom will take gold and silver for you that had it. You can walk. You walk and you look at yourself. You have 5 shirts, but you get out of it. And an Igbo guy that didn't go to school, you read computer engineering. You carry your money you work for. You wake up by 6 a.m., 5:30 a.m. every morning. And you are on your way to Lekki. And you carry 5% of it. So a guy that does not go to secondary school, but is streetwise, you carry on and go and give it to him. You will have what will wear out. He will have goals that will make him to become a millionaire, a billionaire. Because wisdom is higher riches than physical currency. A man that has wisdom will only take from a man that has money.
Yes, sir.
A man that has wisdom we make a man that has money become poor. It's ordained like that. That's why, in all you're getting, get wisdom. Not get gold. In all you're getting, get wisdom. In all you're getting, get wisdom. If you don't have money, make sure you get wisdom. In all you're getting, if you want to get anything, make sure you get wisdom. Ecclesiastes render it beautiful like this. Ecclesiastes enter this way. Ecclesiastes said, he said, the countenance of a wise man, will make his face shine. He will make his face shine. His countenance will shine. Oh, depth of the riches of God. Christianity is not religion.
Yes, sir.
Christianity is not piousness.
Yes, sir.
That's why you can never be my friend when you adore in your brain. If you come to this church as a dumb man, you can't stay under me for 10 years and remain dumb. Because I'm not a dumb pastor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You should become bright.
Yes, sir.
Even if you are just a secondary school dropout, when you stay and you give your heart to it, you labor under the spirit and under the word, you become bright. Look at it. Exodus 81. Who is as the wise man? I will know the interpretation of a thing. So, you know, what is Solomon? Solomon interpretation to things. Bed, we interpret what the bed say. And kings, queens, will come and give me money to interpret what bed says. Because that's how it's the other. Because a man with wisdom is richer than a man that has physical things. Because a man that has physical things, we need interpretations for matters in life. Remember, King of Babylon, every time they have a dream, because interpret it, they bring Shadrach, they interpreted it, they give them money. They give half of the kingdom to them. A man woke up in the morning, he had a dream, he couldn't interpret it. The next day, a man that has wisdom interpreted it, and he took half of the percent of what he had worked for 40 years, took it from him. What he had labored for 40 years, a man with wisdom, because he took it away. Just one night, one day, today's day was poor, the next day, he had become rich. Because of wisdom. Bible is compendium of wisdom. Scriptures are compendium of wisdom. Wisdom in their fear of life, and wisdom, much more wisdom in their fear of life eternal. So I'm talking about riches of glory. So when we are talking about riches, conscious of riches to God is not, wearing clothes, having good. God does not see those things as riches. So I'm talking about what God sees as riches. I've talked God, which is rich in mercy. So I was saying that Ecclesiastes I was reading from. Who is as wise man? Who knows the interpretation of a thing? Want to be able to let everybody? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. So when a man is wise, he will make his face to shine. Yeah, why make it? Wisdom will carry your soul, your body, through a process of metamorphosis. We make it. You're going to go through making. Wisdom will make it. You can never give yourself wisdom and you are inferior. It make you. It make your face to shine. And wisdom will make your the boldness of your face. The boldness of your face. No man that is wise, that is not bold. If we speak, you know, then you are wise.
Yes, sir.
You are not timid. That's why people say we are not giving the spirit of fear. Why you are timid? That's why when people say I have a flesh complex, the issue is not, is what the answer to it is not psychology can help you, but the solution is to make that man wise. If flesh complex is as a result of not having enough wisdom. But there are people see for alternative helps, but real help is from the Lord. So, Romans, look at it. All the depth. So they're talking about when you come to God, God has depths of riches. What is this Romans 11? This Romans 11 is 1 Corinthians 2. For no man know the things of a man, say the spirit of a man. The spirit of a man. Likewise, no man know the things of God, say the spirit of God. Yeah, the spirit such a thing. Yeah, the deep things of God. So what they call the deep things of God there? In that same 1 Corinthians chapter 2, they say this detail of God is the hidden wisdom which God has ordained for glory. You see, God is more real than your citadel of learning. God is more real than your university. People come to church and think that, let me just make some prayer. Mikasoko, 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 you stole my name. My God. People don't know who God is. And that's the reason why. It's not, I don't blame people. May God raise for us priests. Yeah. Not by title and by castle, but priests by inward building. Because what's the matter? The matter of the priest about to cause, as surely as I live, said the Lord, the knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the head as water covers the sea. The knowledge of the glory of God. That means you go to the knowledge of the glory of God, you unhearten the riches of God. Nobody, you cannot pay the riches of God and people are not excited. When you pay the riches of God, this war will mean nothing to you. Why people are attached to the war? It's because, why people say, because they have not received the riches of God. And you cannot find the riches of God unto you, because the knowledge of God's glory to cover the head. Man, that you preach it until they are drowned in the midst of God's riches. So I was saying that's Romans 11:33, First Corinthians 2. So he called all death of the riches of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he called it, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So what they call the wisdom of God there is the riches of God. It's the riches of God. But what do they call the wisdom in a mystery? That means it's the wisdom of God in a mystery. That what's the mean? It's hid. Where is he? Oh, depth of the riches of God. It's hid. This scripture, you can also collaborate it with Isaiah 45. What God told Cyrus the king. Isaiah 45. Look at how you render it. So depth, deep things of God. Depth, deep things of God. Riches of God. Isaiah 45. Want to go, everybody? Want to go? God said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand upholds him, to subdue nation before him. And I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gate shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in our pieces the grave of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasure of darkness and in the riches of sickly places. Can you see? So God's riches are in the secrets. Depths. Oh, depth of the riches of God. Secret of him. So you cannot access God's riches. God's riches are in God's secret places. That's why they call it mysteries. God's riches is in the secret places of God. God has the secret places of God. God has secret places inside of him. You can't find God's riches. That's why when a man is rich with mercy, like when God, where God's mercy is springing from, God's mercy is springing from a depth inside of him. That's why you can do something, I correct you first times, I correct you seven times, the 10 times, I start shouting on you. But you can do the same thing for 10 times to God. And God still have a depth. That thing that is making God to endure you is coming from his depths of his riches. That man does not have such a depth. Then it will take years for God to work such a depth on your inside. But God has such a depth of mercy. God has what they call it, say the bowel of God's mercy, the bowel of God's compassion. God, that thing is an inherent in God. As I'm talking, I want to start tearing. Because I'm touching something about who God is. And this is the kind of person I want to be. If you become this, you are made forever. Hey. He made eternally. So he called, I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians 2:7. I just want to see. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom or the secret wisdom. With God before. With God or them before the world. Unto our what? Glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For they know it. They wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But listen. Want to go, everybody? Eyes have not seen. Nor ye had. Neither have ye entered into the heart of man. The things which God have prepared for them that love them. But God has revealed them by his spirit. For the spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. For one man knoweth the things of a man, said the spirit of a man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. That we might know the things that are freely given to us. So what are the things that are freely given to us? The riches of his grace. Or riches of his glory. So what brought me to the place of riches of his glory was that I was saying that though man is a spirit, soul, and body, and that man's spirit is a man.
Yes, sir.
It's a man. And what? Man's soul is man. It's an inward man. And the body is called the outward man. Just as the body, but our outward man. But what frame each of these man differs? What frame the outward man is tangible? You can hold it. But you cannot hold the inner man. And you cannot hold the inward man.
The inward man is the inward man. Eh? Your soul. The word that interpreted as soul is lafesh. We mean breath. Your soul. But what they call your spirit man is wind. So your spirit is a wind. Your spirit is more forceful. The velocity, have you seen a wind traveling? Because I'm talking about building healthy immunity. Building healthy immunity, total wellness, and also spirit, soul, and body. So your spirit is a wind. The word they translated as your spirit is wind. But your soul is a gentle breath. Then, the only thing that is tangible is your body. Your spirit is a wind. It's windy. That's why, he that is born of the spirit, it's like a wind that blows it. John chapter 3. That's why a man can be born again and he's still doing terrible works of the flesh. But because it's a wind, it's not easy for you to kill a wind when a wind is blowing. But it's easy for you to stop a breath. I want to just tell you why people can be sinning, sinning. You are born again, keep sinning, but your spirit does not easily die because it's a wind. But the soul is a breath, or is air. A-I-R. Air. Your spirit is a air. But your soul is air, but your spirit is wind. The word they translated, the Greek word and Hebrew word are translated. So, though your spirit man is wind. So, when man's spirit die, what key man's spirit? What can put a wind to stop? It's not ordinary thing. It was a law, a nature, and a life that was introduced to the spirit of man. And that spirit is born again, was recreated in Christ Jesus. But that spirit, in God's intention, that wind, they want to strengthen that wind. Please don't sleep. Imagine a wind already that they want to strengthen it. Look, you can have your spirit, but your spirit is weak. You can have weak spirits. Your inner man will be weak. And if you have a weak spirit, you cannot overcome temptation. I'm coming to certain things now. You won't be able to overcome temptation. If you have a weak spirit, you will not be able to obey God. Somebody's asking me, Daddy, how can I have a weak spirit? Is it not my Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost can dwell in your spirit. One of the reasons why after they got you born again, one of the things that they gave you born again, most of your parents are from church that don't believe in baptism of Holy Ghost. They don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They are born again. Most of them, they believe in Christ and they are born again. They believe. But sometimes you see, they behave like unbeliever. They fight your mommy. They fight on the game. They go to churches. But what was lacking in them is that the spirit is born again. Because spirits, you can be born again. But the amount of darkness in the soul can overwhelm the spirits. Your spirit is a new man, but it can be overwhelmed. So one of the ways to give you advantage over the old of darkness and see in the soul, and what I told about sin that have entered the world, the environment, is that they not only got you born again, they also fill with you the spirits. So the spirit was supposed to be a help to your spirits, to be able to help you override things in your soul and things in your body. Because I say that when you are born, sin was in your body. but it has not revived.
Yes, sir.
That thing that will revive sin in you is available. First thing that will revive sin in you is sin that entered the war.
Yes,
sin that. So, by the reason of your environment, that's why a child, maybe you burn to the war. Forces in the element of the war start working. It will start waking up sin that is in the body. Mm. Right. I was once alive.
Yeah.
Sin was in me, but sin was not revived.
Yeah.
But thing that will revive sin is in the soul. That, God, I told you, thing that we can revive sin, so sin is in the body. So God put spirits and soul in the body for me, and they, both of them don't have sin. See, I've entered the war. And the body that man has sin, but the sin is in me, but he has not been revived. What's revived? Sin has not come alive. Sin is not yet a funny expression. Both the law, the nature, and the life. But sin is there, it's just dormant. But sin has entered the war. So the sin that's in the body and the sin that's in the war, they will start sinking transmission. Or, well, let me use your contemporary language. They look for pairing so that they can transfer files. To transfer file. You call it Bluetooth. You can transfer file. They can airdrop it. If human technology can transfer what is from you into another device.
Hey.
So, that, those things, you see, when you see what people are designing, invention of men, are first physical invention as spiritual invention. What is being done in the spirit? So sin is in the body when you get back to a child. But that sin is not alive. Because sin does not alive until you activate his work. And so one of the reasons why Satan, when Satan took over the earth from man, he made sure that sin entered into the world, what I call the arrangement, the order, the system, the law. So sin took over the world and put death also enter the world. And just as it was in the spirit of Adam, we keep sending men on it. Keep sending, when God sent men on it, what we culture them is already in the world, the world of man. It's already in the system of man. That war, he designed that word is there, but Satan went not just only having sin and death as a law, as an arrangement, as an order, as a system that governed the earth. He also began, two men that obey sin, began to also put a structure on earth around it. That we make it very easy for law or sin, the body to be activated. So that process of dying can start.
Yes,
because I said that you dare you eat, you shall surely die, and dying shall die. So that death can start quickly in the body.
Yeah.
And I told you something. Mind is very close to the body.
Yeah.
Mind is a window to the body.
Yes,
man sees the body, though the soul is clean. Immediately, through condition. Sometimes the condition may be hunger in a child. But because sin is in the body, when the child is hungry, it's not only you that you're hungry, that worm is walking, you run up and down. When the child is hungry too, it can start shouting and become restless. There is a law of impatience. Impatient is flesh, for the works of the flesh. And it's sin. Though it's a child, you are preparing food. If at the time you almost pour hot water on your leg, mothers, he does not understand what you're doing. That is a natural phenomenon, hunger. But it's not just hunger to the body. Adam and Eve were not hungry. God gave them food, but he was not attached to hunger. It was not respond to hunger. It was for pleasure and having breakthrough to knowledge. But food is no longer for just hunger. Food is no longer for breakthrough into understanding who God is. After the fruit of the tree, you can fairly eat. As they were eating, they were coming to knowing God.
Wow.
That's why they designed food in the beginning. But no, food is no longer for knowing God. A system of the earth, sin and death, use occasion of food. That's why you hear Paul saying, belly for the food, and food for the belly. But then you come and end. I will not be brought under the power. It's a power of any. It's a power. Something want to bring me under. That child doesn't know. Just about you, when you begin to hear knowledge, your body may be designing sex. But you know that I don't give what my body designs. Because by giving my body to sex, when I'm not married, I'm going to activate a law or sin in my body. But a child does not know that. He does not have understanding. So he's crying out of hunger. But that cry is pushing a law expression in that body. To give what is dead, dormant, to bring it alive. I'm telling you how sin revives. You see, we must be wise. When they are telling you not to do some things, you must know why you should not do it. And when you just do things anyhow, you feel that you feel because you don't know. You don't know. Every time you do something, you give strength, you come under a power or something. Say, I'm just anger. I'm not going from because says you are not wise if you respond to anger. You are not wise if you respond to something because something revives that should not revive. God's intention finally is to finally take that thing away from you. It, until they take it away, but you have it, but you must follow a process to first of all make sure that that is not revived, which is a program that is in Christ Jesus. Then you now go to the program of the Son of God, which means you to cover this, fully take it away. That they will take away sin, fully take it away out of me. But we have activated it already, so that's what work with us. So the first of all must heal us. Then the first one, they definitely take it away. That's what they call redemption. It is until they take that thing away that you will say you are a total, you are in total awareness and you are wholesome.
I will say, where sin has abandoned, grace. That's his answer to sin. Is grace. Where sin is abandoned, grace doth not more abound. Moreover, the law enter that the offense might be abound. For where sin abandoned, grace did much more abound. That is the answer to abandoning sin is grace. Because grace is riches. Grace is the answer of God. Titus 2, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation as appear, teaching us to deny. Grace is a teacher. Grace will teach you. Grace will show you a way out. Yes, will you instruct you. It's possible to be healthy in your spirit, soul, and body. Yes, it's possible. It's possible. You just need to take delivery of things. You take delivery of things on your system. Before this age will close, there will be people that are total awareness. Yes. And awesome in spirit, soul, and body. Such men we emerge on earth in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.